Now, the rest of the story. You've heard of Horatio Nelson, Lord Nelson, the great British admiral, naval hero. Perhaps you knew that he defeated the combined French and Spanish fleets at Trafalgar. But did you know that he, Lord Nelson, the daring warrior of the sea, that he throughout most of his life was a complete physical wreck? That's right. No, he was not a hypochondriac. He was just sick, really sick, all the time, frail and illness-prone as a child. He was thereafter beleaguered by various maladies until his premature death at the age of 47. So physical susceptibility was Lord Nelson's most formidable adversary, and one susceptibility in particular. Now, Lord Nelson, England's most celebrated seaman, enjoyed good health only rarely. He had contracted malaria as a young man. He suffered recurrent attacks of the disease throughout the remainder of his life. In his letters, he made continual references to the strange fever which plagued him. In April of 1780, he fell victim to typhoid fever. Well, that put him out of commission for nearly a year. And it was complicated by yet another malady, peripheral neuritis. The neuritis became chronic, impairing the use of his left arm and leg. By 1786, his health had deteriorated so that he was thought by some doctors to have contracted tuberculosis. Tuberculosis it was not, but everything else it was. Let's see, what do we have so far? Malaria, typhoid, neuritis, respiratory ailments. July of 1794, he was conked on the head. The result was a detached retina which cost him his right eye, brought on progressive sympathetic blindness in his left eye. Early in 1796, he was beginning to feel the effects of arteriosclerosis, hardening of the arteries. Nelson was not yet 38, already showing signs of premature senility. 1797 brought an incipient ventral hernia and the amputation of his right arm. 1798 brought a severe concussion, for weeks persistent headaches, and then a debilitating attack of influenza. Now remember, Lord Nelson was at sea while all this was going on. And did I tell you about his dyspepsia? And did I mention his gout? Did I tell you that by mid-1804, he was in such bad shape that his physicians thought he had rheumatic fever? Well, he didn't have rheumatic fever. Angina pectoris was what he had. And we picture Lord Nelson as such a vigorous chap, perhaps in part because of his philosophy of battle. His philosophy was so aggressive and so daring. He was killed at Trafalgar. He was shot in the back. He lived just long enough to learn of his victory there. So you see, in the end, it was not a disease which claimed him after all, even though throughout his entire life, illness was an almost constant companion. And there was one illness in particular, one malady which certainly must have magnified the effects of the others. For you see, Lord Nelson, Great Britain's greatest admiral, spent most of his life aboard ship. And all the while he was wrestling with malaria and typhoid and neuritis and hernias and concussions and dyspepsia and gout, all of the while he was extremely susceptible to what must have been the most debilitating disorder of them all. Certainly for Lord Nelson. For you see, England's most outstanding naval hero also suffered from chronic mal de mer. Seasickness. And now, you know the rest of the story.